word of the Lord. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And we do have quite a few of our church family that are sick. Different things happening. It's that season. So just remember people in prayer. We have some children that are sick and different adults that are sick. And we miss them, but we appreciate them keeping their sickness to themselves. And pray for a quick recovery, and then when they're better, they can be all back. Amen. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. By the way, thank you for all of you that were at our church business meeting last night, and we had a great time together. Enjoyed some good financial reports and some good outlook for the future. So we're thankful for what God is doing. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave unto to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Preferring one another. And tonight, we're going to continue our lessons on love, grow, serve, go. And tonight, the subject is serve others. Serve others. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. Ushers, if you would help us pass those out, we're going to do something here tonight. These are our I commit forms. And if you have a pen, you might want to get it. If you have two pens, you might want to share one with your neighbor. If you don't have a pen, if you'll tell the ushers, they'll try to find some for us, but these are for at least all of those that are maybe youth age up, and we are going to go through this together, and I would like everyone to take one of these forms. These are annual information forms that help us be able to fulfill all the service positions that we have here at Harvest, and sometimes people have an expertise in an area, or maybe they have a desire to serve in a certain area, and we don't even know about it. So, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of people, sometimes people can have a talent or ability that you just don't know about. So we want to find out these things so we can find a place to plug you in. Amen. And as you get these, you'll notice on the top it says Luke chapter 10, verse 2, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Praise the Lord. Is anybody that you don't have a pen? Okay, well, take that pen, and right at the top, let's start this all together. Put your name on that. I don't have a pen. Oh, I do. Believe it or not, sometimes we get some of these back, and it's a great information to people that and if you filled out one of these lately, we've changed the form, so please do fill out another one. Sometimes people turn it in and don't put their name on it, and then we don't know who it's from. So please put your name on that, right to start off here today. Okay, we're going to go through this, and we have changed the format of this form a little bit because we want a little more participation and help on this, and what we would like you to do is please describe your current involvement or willingness to serve in the following ministries. Okay? So we're going to go down through these different ministries. If you're currently involved there or if you have a willingness to serve, please tell us a little bit about that, okay? So the first one is aesthetics, okay? How things look around the campus here. Lawn care, weed eating, landscaping, flowers, tree care, etc. If you've got some expertise in that or if you'd like to help with that, please let us know about it. Amen. And it doesn't have to be weed eating. It could be maybe you'd like to help us plant some flower beds. That is a goal that I would like to have. Maybe you know how to paint a fence. We're going to paint some fence this next year. Maybe you know how to clean a yard and pick up sticks and all of that, and you'd be willing to help. We always need help. So that's aesthetics. Then also, let's go to maintenance ministry. Maintenance ministry. That would include any of the building maintenance, roof maintenance. That's always needed around here. Electrical, plumbing, heating and air, painting, floor care, snow removal. That's just starting, folks. There's a lot more. So if you've got some expertise or desire to help with some of those areas, please describe that for us there. All right. Janitorial, cleaning, vacuuming, baptismal care, washing, cleaning linens. Okay. Maybe you don't want to commit to doing the whole cleaning, but you'd be willing to do a little part each week. Maybe you'd be willing to come in and vacuum a certain area. Maybe you'd be willing to Windex the front windows a time a week or something like that. That would be a great blessing. Please help us out with those things. Our compassion ministry, if you'd be willing to volunteer to help with compassion ministry, our compassion closet, or the different events that they try to have, or donations. If you'd be willing to make donations, you can put that down. Or if you'd be willing, if they go out and do any serve programs, serving in our community, and you'd like to help with that. Harvest Kids Ministry. If you're willing, or if you're involved as a teacher, or a helper, a substitute, if you'd be willing to help clean. Sometimes we just need people to go into a classroom and disinfect all the toys once a week or once a month or whatever it is that they do. If you'd be willing to donate snacks, that's always a good thing that we need help with, okay? That would be a blessing. Or if you'd be willing to help with fundraising for the kids' ministry, activities and outreach, they have lots of activities. If you'd be willing to help in the nursery, folks, we need help, okay? I'll just plug that one right there. We always, I don't care how big the church gets, you always need help with nursery workers. If you'd be willing to help with the kids' choir or praising with puppets, any aspect of those ministries, please mention that there and tell us a little bit about what you'd be willing to do or help with. Amen. Youth ministry, if you'd like to be a youth leader or teacher or maybe a substitute teacher even, if you'd be willing to help with the surge service on Wednesday nights, they have a lot of surge staff that helps. They do have their own sound person over there. They have musicians. They have ushers and greeters and all of that. They're very involved, so that would be a blessing. Or if you'd be willing to help with youth fundraising. Our young adult ministry, if you'd be willing to be a leader or serve on that committee, or if you'd be willing to go and help with some of the activities that they have, or maybe some of the fundraising, they're helping fundraise right now for North American Youth Congress. And so we need a lot of help with our young adult ministry. Our college ministry, if you're willing to be a leader, or if you're a student at one of our universities or colleges, please put down where you're attending. Put that down for us, because sometimes people are going to school and we don't even know, and if we're trying to get a group together, it's nice to know that you're involved there. So if you're attending a school, a university or college here, please put that down. If you'd be willing to help, you can describe your willingness there. Bible quiz ministry. We've got a lot of students in Bible quizzing, and they do have a Bible quiz meet this Saturday, and so we're looking forward to that. But if you'd be willing to help coach, or maybe just help, if you'd be willing to be a financial support, it does take money to go on their different trips, or be a chaperone perhaps on a trip, or maybe even provide transportation, that would be a blessing. We'd like to know about that. Our Bible study ministry, if you'd be willing to be a leader there or a teacher, we need Bible study teachers. I believe that every single one of us, I don't care what your age is, I don't care what your experience is, you need to learn how to teach a Bible study. You need to learn. If you'd be willing to learn, help us know there. Also, if you'd be willing just to help, maybe you're not willing to be the head teacher, but you'd be willing to help, let us know. Or if you'd be willing to help with child care when somebody else is providing a Bible study, sometimes if their kids are running around, it's hard to teach a Bible study. I know, because sometimes my kids are running around and I'm trying to teach a Bible study. It's hard. So if you'd be willing to help with that. End time ministry. We're very excited about our end time ministry. And we are working, I believe we do maybe have a location in Nixa where we're going to be having an end time Bible study starting up here probably in March. So if you'd be willing to help lead that or teach or be a helper with that or even provide child care for that type of event, please let us know. Outreach ministry. If you'd be willing to be a leader or be involved with outreach or the different outreach events, if you're willing to bring a guest, I think we all should probably sign up for that one. Or anything else to do with outreach, or if you just be willing to commit that you're going to participate in lifestyle evangelism everywhere you go, you're going to be looking for an opportunity to tell somebody about the Lord and invite them to church. Just help us out there. Discipleship ministry, if you'd be willing to be a leader, or maybe help with the First Steps meal. The First Steps meal, we do need help with those things. If you'd be willing to be a teacher or a first night counselor after somebody receives the gift of the Holy Ghost or after they're baptized, we do have someone that meets with them, kind of explains a little bit about what just happened and what their next steps are and gets them plugged in, hopefully, to a Bible study and gets them connected. So if you'd be willing to help with being our first night counselor or a small group leader, if you'd be willing to be a small group leader, please let us know there. You can circle these or write these down. If you'd be willing just to help with a small group, you don't want to lead it and be totally responsible, but you'd be willing to help, please mention that. Or if you'd be willing to help with guest follow-up, whether that is sending postcards or sometimes making a phone call and following up with our guest, please let us know. Or any other type of involvement with discipleship ministry. Our hospitality ministry, that's our ushers, our greeters, parking lot attendant, our pew section greeters. Sometimes we just need somebody that's in this section of pews that will help us greet everybody in that section. So if you're an outgoing person, that's probably the place for you right there, hospitality ministry. Information technology, if you'd be willing or have a talent, or if you're maybe already involved with projection computer or video operator or tech support or church online, if you'd be willing to help with any of those ministries, something to do with information technology, please let us know your expertise there. Sound system. We always can use more sound techs, okay? We do need sound techs. We need proficient sound techs. We need sound techs that are learning, soundboard operators that are learning, because as we have different services going on, we have the main service, we've got our youth service. Sometimes there's a children's revival service. We're going to be starting other works at other places, so we need a steady stream of soundboard operators. So if you'd be willing to learn that or if you have some expertise, let us know. Or sound tech helper, or maybe sometimes they're doing installation and repair, and you just would have an interest with coming up and help them install speakers and run wires and those kind of things. That would be a blessing. Our marketing ministry. I'm sorry, I missed our music ministry. Don't want to miss that one. Vocalist, musician, praise team, and other things to do with music. If you are musically talented, we would like to know about that. If you think you're musically talented, and ask your neighbor. They hear you sing. They know. But if you do have a musical talent, don't hold back on us. Let us know. You might think, well, you got plenty of musicians. You got plenty of singers. No, I want to tell you, we can always use more. And as we're developing DaughterWorks and as we're growing, we're going to have other services that we need help with these things. So if you can play an instrument, please put that down there. Help us know. Even if it's the kazoo, we want to know about that. Not really, but praise the Lord. Amen. You know, enough of this. If you can sing, let me just stop here just a moment. If you can sing and God has anointed you to sing, I want you to be thankful for that, and I want you to use that talent for the kingdom of God. Amen? If pastor says, hey, I want you to sing a solo, don't be like, oh, no. You be ready to sing a solo, okay? In fact, every single one of you singers, how many of you are singing on the praise team or the choir, the kids choir or something? Youth choir, youth ensemble. There's a bunch of y'all not raising your hand. Daniel, raise your hand. Okay? Raise your hand, all of you that are singing, either in the kids' choir or in the praise team. All you kids, raise your hand, okay? Y'all need to be practicing singing, all right? Get you some soundtracks of some songs you like and worship with them and practice those, all right? And be ready for the door to open, and you might be a blessing to someone. Praise the Lord. Okay, marketing ministry. If you'd be willing to help lead that or be a helper or help with news releases, artwork, graphic design, social media, website, print layout, grammar and spelling. If you noticed something there, you might need to help us with that. If you picked up on that. If you didn't pick up on that, don't sign up to help with grammar and spelling, okay? We did that on purpose. We did that on purpose. But if you noticed that and you're like, well, hey, something's wrong, maybe you need to help us be a proofreader and help us with the marketing ministry, okay? So help us out there. Kitchen ministry, a leader or a helper, help with cleaning, help with cooking. Whether it's for funeral meals, or maybe sometimes there's people that are sick and we'll help cook a meal. Maybe somebody's in the hospital and we'll cook a meal for their family, different things like that. If you're willing to serve at special dinners and special functions, that would be a help. Or if you'd be willing to help with fundraising. Sometimes we'll do a special dinner that's a fundraiser. If you'd be willing to help with those type of things, that would be a blessing. That's our kitchen ministry. These next three are Connect groups, our United Connect group, singles 30 through 45, or marrieds 19 through 45. If you'd be willing to help lead that United Connect group or be a helper, or if you're just in that age group and you want to be a participant, please sign up for that. Just let us know. The Alive Connect group is married or single 46 through 59, if you'd be willing to lead or help with that or be a participant. And then the same thing for the Joy Connect group, 60 and up, leader or helper, if you're fitting in that age group, you'd be willing to be a participant. We'd like to get you involved. Amen. Our prayer ministry, if you'd like to be a prayer partner for Pastor and Sister McCoy, if you'd be willing to sign up for the 24-hour prayer chain, if you'd be willing to be an altar prayer partner, when we have guests here, when we have people that have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, and they come up to the altar, they need people we've got a trained team that they can go and pray with them, okay? And there's a certain way to pray with people to receive the Holy Ghost. There's another way to pray for people that need healing, and sometimes there's some technique to that. Well, we want to have trained people that are involved in our altar working, in our prayer ministry. If you have an interest in that, ladies and men, okay, let us know. Pre-service prayer. Volunteer ministry. We do have some volunteers that come and help in the office throughout the week. And if you'd be willing to help as a volunteer receptionist or doing office work, data entry, phone ministry, and then vacuuming. There's always vacuuming, always vacuuming. We need to get one of those little, what's it called? Roomba? Can you imagine it trying to, it gets so confused with all these pews. I don't know, it might work. It would be a blessing if so. So leadership development. We have a bunch of different leadership development groups. If you'd be willing to help teach one of those groups, if you'd be interested in being a student, we have some different groups that all they do is they get together and they read a leadership type book, and then we talk about the book. Or if you'd like to see a special leadership class, and you'd be willing to attend that, okay? Now, these next few here, it's a little different, but if you could create a job description for your service here at Harvest Ministries, what would it be? If you could create the perfect job description of what, if you had any choice of what you could do here, okay, you might think, well, if I just had any choice, I would love to work in the marketing department because I have a very proficient experience in Facebook ministry, and I know how to scroll and all of that kind of stuff, and that's your perfect job description. We'll put that down, okay? If you have just a burden for helping serve food, Put that down. What is your, if you just, the ideal position, maybe you're looking at me and say, I don't like to work with people, so just put me in an office, give me some computer work to do, and that's great for me. Okay, whatever your perfect job description will be, we'd like to know that. Because we don't want you serving food if you don't like food, you know. And we don't want you greeting people if you don't like people. So help us know. Do you feel called to a ministry that we currently don't offer? There's something that you have a burden for, and maybe we don't have that ministry right now. Or maybe we need to develop more. Please let us know that. And here's a couple questions that I do pay attention to these. Do you feel that you've experienced personal and spiritual growth in 2018? Be accountable. Do you feel like you experienced some growth? If not, well, we need to grow this next year. Are there any areas you'd like to target for growth in 2019? If you would mention that. And then this last one is very important. Sometimes we need someone that has a special skill. And we know different people have signed up for different ministries. But sometimes we need a special skill and we don't know who has those. If you would help us, let us know. If you've got a skill with carpentry, let us know that. If you know how to put flooring in, if you know how to lay carpet, if you know how to put laminate flooring in, if you know how to... If you're just really a great person at cleaning, or if you have other skills like data entry, if you're great at details and putting data entry into the computer and making sure it's all spelled right and all that kind of stuff, we need to know. If you're great with plumbing, please let us know. If you have a skill like that, we want to know about it. If there's a particular software that you're good at working with, or maybe through work, you're experienced using a certain kind of software. If you're great at working with QuickBooks, or Photoshop, or Adobe InDesign, or some of these different types of programs, Microsoft Office, Microsoft Word and PowerPoint, and those different things. If you have some experience with some different types of software, please write those down. Okay, sometimes we need somebody to help with something and we don't know who has that experience and may not have time to train a new person but just need some help on a project, okay? If you have, I just happen to think, if you've got experience working with video software or photo software, things of that nature. Okay, so what are your skills? What are your skills? Everybody's got some kind of skill. Everybody's got some kind of skill, okay? So that is for you to fill out, put your name on it, and to turn in, okay? And we want to get you involved. I'm not saying we're going to use you in all those areas, but we need to know where people do have some expertise or maybe a desire to serve here around Harvest. We are all members of one body. We are all members of one body. Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He goes on to say, don't think too highly of yourselves. Amen. That's good to remind us all that. I don't need to think too highly about myself, but we need to think soberly. We need to be honest with ourselves. How are we really doing? You know, God forbid that we would be blind to our spiritual condition. Some people, they're blind. They're blind, and God needs to open our eyes to be honest with ourselves. It's only through God that we're anything, but we're part of one body. Part of one body, the body of Jesus Christ in the church. And, it makes the body of Christ wonderful. It makes it blessed when we all have different talents and abilities, and we come together and work together in unity. The last verse of our text, it says we should be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. It means we should love each other with genuine affection. With genuine affection. You know, sometimes you might not like each other, but we need to love each other. Sometimes I might get on your nerves, or God forbid you'd get on my nerves, but hopefully we can love each other. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you that the last part of our text there, we should in honor prefer one another. Prefer one another. Somebody say tonight, it's not about me. It's not about me. In the kingdom of God, that holds true. It's not about me. It needs to be about Him. It needs to be about Him. In Psalms chapter 133, we read, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." In unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descendeth upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. How good and pleasant, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. What does unity mean? What does unity mean? Interestingly enough, unity, when it comes to the body of Christ, it does not mean that we are all exactly alike. That's not what it means. Doesn't mean that we all think the same. Doesn't mean that we're all carbon copies of one another. That's not unity. If you look at the word unity, if y'all come help me, I've got a couple of helpers. If you look at the word unity, the meaning of that word, some translations actually use the word harmony. Harmony. So how wonderful and how pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live in harmony. Harmony. Well, we got some good singers up here tonight. Amen. They're going to help us out with a little illustration here, okay? Brother Madison, I think you're going to help us. I want you to sing just by yourself. You sing this song that we've been practicing and working on.
Name above all names, You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God.
Did a good job, didn't he? Yeah. So that was one person by themselves. Now, let's do three people singing in unison, okay, sing the same thing, and let's see how that sounds. It's going to add a little bit to it here.
Name above all names, You are worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God.
Better than it. That's good. That's good. All right. Now we're going to do something even more. I want you to sing in harmony now. Okay? Harmony. You sing soprano and you sing, no.
All right.
Y'all sing your parts. Harmony, okay? Three of them are going to sing in three-part harmony.
Name above all names, You are worthy all praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God.
Good. That was awesome. Boy, it adds a depth, it adds a fullness that was not there, even though the three were singing before, but when you got it all working together in harmony, it just takes it to another level. Amen. All right, we're going to sing it. We're going to sing four-part harmony this time. Okay, y'all ready? You started off. Y'all sing, and I'm going to sing with you. All right.
Name above all names, You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing.
Okay. Woo! Okay. Let's give them a hand. They did great. Sometimes it's kind of like that in church. Not literally, y'all sing it, okay? Sometimes there's that person. They come in, instead of focusing on being in harmony, they want to do it their way. Well, I think we should do it like this, right? Let's change it up like that, or let's fit in the key I want to sing it in. Or I think you're a little sharper. I think you're a little faster. I think you're just whatever it is. Did you know there's actually some people that are tone deaf? Oh. Brother Neil says he's tone deaf. Now, I doubt that, but he's willing to say, I'm just not a singer. What's really dangerous is when someone who doesn't know they're tone deaf thinks they're a singer. That's dangerous. And Brother Long, you ever worked with anybody that no, don't, okay. There's a lot of videos on YouTube that are about that. There was this one guy, he was going to give a video lesson, singing lesson on YouTube, and he had his keyboard there, and he was singing, and he's recording himself, and he would play the note, and he was going to sing, teach people how to sing by note, okay, by ear, to sing that note. So he'd play the note, and and then he'd go up a key, and how to sing that note, and he kept on going up the keyboard. Funny thing is, the more he went along, it was so funny because he kept going up the keyboard, but his voice either stayed the same or even went down. And he was oblivious to the fact that he was tone deaf, but he was trying to teach people how to sing. We need to be in harmony. We need to be in sync with one another. It doesn't mean we're going to be the same. It doesn't mean we think the same. It doesn't mean that we always like the same things, but we're together in harmony. And it brings a beautiful melody when we learn how to get with each other and the anointing ministers and moves through us. And there's different parts of the body that are working together in sync, and God blesses that kind of unity. Somebody say it again, it's not about me. Our destiny, our purpose in the kingdom of God, it is greater than our personal preferences and our personal desires. Just because we like that one song, y'all remember that song, "When I'm going up the rough side of the mountain." And maybe some of you like that song. I just happen to think. Maybe not everybody likes that song, though. And it's okay. Just because we're in love with the color hot pink doesn't mean everybody likes it. Amen. We've got two girls right up here on the front. And it looks wonderful on them, but it won't look wonderful on me, folks. Just because you like hot pink doesn't mean that we need to have our chairs be hot pink. Okay? In fact, I assure you, when we redecorate, if we ever do, we're not going with hot pink, okay? It's not about me. Who is it about? It's about Jesus Christ. That's the one who really matters. That's the one that we need to be seeking to please. There needs to be less of me and more of Jesus. John chapter 3, verse 30, "He must increase, but I must decrease." Hey, when we're fully functioning in the body of Christ like we're supposed to, we're not out doing our own thing, but we're together. We're not all the same, but we all have our place in the kingdom of God. And we learn to work together in harmony, in unity, to do God's work. Somebody say it again. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. It's about the Lord. We find the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. Verse 9 says, "After this manner pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Only when we're about His will can we be everything that He has designed us to be. It's not my will be done, O Lord. It should be, God, let Your will be done. Praise the Lord. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Think with me today, the worship that goes on in heaven. And I was going to read these scriptures here when John is writing in the Spirit in Revelation chapter 4, but he describes all of the 24 elders that are there and the throne that's set in heaven. And he talks about all those that were there and the different beasts, and there's lightnings and thunderings and voices, and they were all worshiping, and what a beautiful scene he describes. And they were saying, they rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." Now, can you imagine with me all of those different creatures and the 24 elders and all of the angels and all of that? They're worshiping together in unity. That's what God's will is for us to be doing here on this earth as it is in heaven. Can you imagine what it would be like with me if there was one of those angels came gliding in on his wings and he said, "You know what? We've been singing this song a long time. Let's change it up a little bit." It's not about what we want, it's about what the King wants. His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If we're more worried about what the King wants than what we want, there'd be less division and less strife. If we were focused on our love for God instead of our love for ourselves, then His power would be more evident in our lives. If we got off our eyes off of everything that we'd prefer in our desires, and if we got the Word and started looking at what He desires and started living according to that Word like we really want to please Him, I want to tell you, think of the change that we'd experience in our lives. God help us to be about His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise the Lord. For sake of time tonight, I want to wrap it up. I want to give you quickly five things that the church is not meant to be. Five things the church is not meant to be. Number one, the church is not to be about self. Say, it's not about me. Church is not about a single person. It's not about I, the pastor. It's not about one particular greeter. It's not about one young person or one singer or one Sunday school teacher. We got to realize every single one of us, church is not about self. Church is bigger than any single person because it's a body. A body of believers gathered together in unity. Amen. The second thing, I want to tell you, there's many members of this body, and there's more members coming. Amen. There's more members coming. That's His will, that the church grow. I think sometimes we struggle with what it's going to take to see growth. We get too comfortable in our special pew. We get too comfortable with our special, certain parking spot out in the parking lot. We need to be willing to grow. We might have to find a different parking spot. We may have to walk a little further to get to church earlier. You know, I've got a parking spot. I got two parking spots over here on this side, and they painted my name on them or pastor on them. I think the Lord's kind of dealt with me about that. I appreciate the honor of it, but next time we recover our parking lot, I might not let them put my name there because I've got to realize it's not about me. And if I don't get to church early, I'll have to park where everybody else parks. It's not about me. It's about, we've got to be about the kingdom today. And I tell you today, it's not about us. It's about Him, and it's His will for us to reach others. Okay, secondly, another thing the church is not about, and that is clones. Clones. Cloning, that process of producing identical organisms or copies of cells. It's not God's will that we all be exactly the same. Now, interestingly enough, we should have all the same DNA, spiritual DNA. But God's not looking for the church to be a group of identical people. I want to tell you today, God has created us to be different with different ideas and experiences, and it comes together when we're in harmony. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I was going to read to you in Corinthians about some say, you know, well, if I'm not the body, or if I'm not the hand, I don't want to be a part of the body. No, we need every part of the body. Every part of the body. Number three, another thing the church is not to be about, and that is to be superficial. All right? Sometimes we get our eyes on the superficial things. We get our eyes on buildings. We get our eyes on programs. We get our eyes on events. Hey, it's great to have a good sound system. It's great to have padded pews. I'm thankful for heat and air conditioning. I am. But those things don't make the church. Those things don't make the church. They were having church a long time ago before we had those things. In fact, this church was started in some places that if we went to today, we'd be embarrassed. They didn't have running water, but they had revival. Praise the Lord. Thank God. We're going to do the best with what God's given us. We're not going back there, okay? But that doesn't bring revival. The church is people who have been called out of this world. Amen. Number four, the fourth thing the church is not to be, and that's a place of Christian entertainment. Our services are not entertainment. Our services need to be conducive to worship and to transformation in the lives of people. We're not here to entertain. We're here to lead people in worship. We're here to point people to Jesus Christ. We're here to preach the Word of God with conviction. Amen. We're here to see the Spirit move and follow the leading of God's Spirit. Thank God for technology. We use some of that, but this is not to be a light show. It's not to be a place that we get so caught up in entertainment that we forget about the one we're supposed to be worshiping. Praise the Lord. And the fifth thing that the church is not, it is not just a building. It is not just a street address. Yes, thank God for a wonderful, beautiful, marvelous campus that we have to come together and worship together in. We enjoy this place. We enjoy this fellowship. We enjoy being faithful to the house of God, and we should. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Amen. But we can't let the church be confined to the walls of this building. I tell you, there needs to be a passion for Jesus Christ that goes with us wherever we go, that reaches everyone that we see. We need the Spirit of God to be so strong in our lives that we're not just focused on ourselves day after day, but we're open to the hurting people that are all around us. I tell you, their only hope is Jesus Christ, and we have to bring the church to them. We have to bring the church to them. We can't just sit back and say, well, they know where the church is at. If they want God, they'll come here and get them. No, I tell you, we got to take Jesus to them. You are the church to this city. You are Jesus Christ to this city. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, it's not about me. Would you stand with me tonight? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Does anybody remember being in school or maybe at camp and came time to pick teams? Maybe you're playing dodgeball or basketball or softball and it came time to pick teams. The hardest part of the game came before the game, when they were picking who was going to be on which team. It didn't matter so much if you got picked first, you know, only one person could be first, but nobody wanted to be picked last. To be picked last meant you were really just on the team because there was nobody else to choose from. And enough about bad memories, okay? It's not like that in the kingdom of God. Every person has a part. Every person has a calling. Every person has a role to fill. Every person has a place to serve in the house of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Ernest Thayer wrote, "Yours is a mission that you alone can fill, whether it be to build or teach or till. Your goal may still be hidden from your view, but somewhere God has urgent need of you." Praise the Lord. Would you consider these ministries? Would you consider these areas of service that this year you'd be willing? It's not saying you're going to do it the rest of your life, but you'd be willing to commit that I'll be used. I'll be used. Lord, just if you can use me, just point me in the right direction. Open a door for me, God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's sometimes people say, well, I'm not even used anywhere. Did you fill out one of these? Because we don't know where you're willing to be used. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe today that there's no greater joy than learning to serve in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we're tired. Sometimes we don't feel like serving. But if you can do it as unto the Lord, and you're giving out that strength maybe that you don't even have, you'll find that all of a sudden you're getting strength. You'll find all of a sudden that you're encouraged yourself because you've been encouraging others. Amen. There is a blessing to serving in the kingdom of God. It's a wonderful blessing, and I want this church to be well accustomed with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands. Let's ask God to point us in the right direction to fulfill the ministry He has for us. God, You know the burden. I pray that You will lay upon every heart and every mind right now. I pray, God, that You will lead us. God, place a ministry upon our heart. I pray, God, that You would speak to us about something that You'd like us to be involved in this year, Lord. And I pray that You'd help us to have a willing heart to realize we're part of this body. We're not all together the same, but God, we're together in unity, in harmony. I pray, God, that You would enable us to do more this year for the kingdom of God than we've ever done before. Let there be a synergy. Let there be an excitement, God. I pray that there would be a harmony throughout this church, that, God, we could see Your kingdom grow and that there would be people saved and lives changed and this city transformed. In Jesus' name, we give You all the praise and the glory, Lord. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Amen. Amen.